You'll see Leslie on Sunday. What will that mean to see him?
The only thing I'm worried about is getting a win at Tampa Bay. You know, we'll worry about seeing Leslie afterwards. And a great guy, you know, was awesome guy here when he was here. So, but we've got a job to do this week, and that's concentrating on beating Tampa Bay.
Have you kept in touch with him, though? Did you keep in touch with him after everything transpired in January?
I mean, we talked a little bit after, you know, as soon as everything happened in January. But, you know, since then it's been just trying to be concentrating on work and get things done here.
What did he do for you? He was your coordinator, I think, when you came in, Megan, and the head coach, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's helped me, you know, grow and develop as a player. And, you know, not only that, as a human being. So you're always thankful to have coaches like that.
Brian, how happy are you for Everson's success on the other side? I mean, you probably wish you had all those sacks, but the fact he's number 2 in the NFL in sacks.
Yeah, I'm very happy for him. I mean, you know, he got a big deal this offseason. That's a lot of pressure, you know, and, you know, he did a great job on Sunday. And, you know, really it's about our front four working together. And, you know, he reaped the benefits of it Sunday. And it's just, you know, a testament to his hard work ethic and the things that he does with our D-line.
Brian, what was the key to the getting so much pressure on Sunday? I mean, that was probably as much push as you had.
Well, it's just about all four guys working together. I mean, that's really what it's about, is all four guys working together. You know, it allow one or two guys here and there to, you know, have a little bit more success. And so that's what we have to do. We have to keep, you know, rushing together as a front four. And, you know, if we keep doing that, the success will come.
Has that been a focus of Coach Zimmer to – stay assignment, because if the quarterback has to move because you're there, someone else can get the sack?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't want the guy just you know, running around back there having holes that he can escape and be able to look downfield. So we want to make sure that they get antsy, that they see our front four guys, you know, collapsing the pocket and getting down on them. And if we can do that, you know, it helps our DBs out as well.
How do you guard against, you know, we saw a lot of those last second losses last year, saw one last week. How do you guard against making sure it doesn't repeat itself here the next handful of weeks?
You just got to be right. Got to finish the games, and everybody, all 11 guys, be right. And, you know, it really just comes back to, you know, assignment football. And what we have to look at is our assignment and play that guy. And if we do that, then everything takes care of itself. But, you know, Sunday was just one of those deals where, you know, one or two plays here and there could change the ball game, and especially on that last drive. And we just didn't finish the way we needed to.
You got a 1-5 opponent at home.
Means nothing to me. It means we're going into a hostile environment, that we got to win on the road, and it doesn't really matter what the records are in the NFL. Every week you throw those out the window because it's a new game. So, you know, records mean nothing to me. The only thing that means anything to me is all 11 guys being assignment sound on Sunday and winning a ball game.
You always have the nose to the grindstone Monday, looking at the next opponent. Is a game like Buffalo on Sunday, are those harder to shake than others, or is it just you don't have a choice, you're a professional?
You know, sometimes you have big wins, and those are hard to shake, and sometimes you have, you know, tough losses, and those are hard to shake. But in the NFL, you can't sit there and, you know, pout and whine. The next team that you play isn't going to feel sorry for you, so you got to put it behind you and get ready for the next opponent.
What was the defense like today, coming back to work, turning that page?
Same as always, coming in, getting ready to work, getting ready for Tampa Bay, and just concentrating on the task at hand, which is, you know, Tampa Bay.